It was just before noon this past Wednesday, and Bill Thompson was behind his desk inside an otherwise empty satellite gallery. He had just scrolled through the hundreds of comments and likes on his Facebook post from the day before, announcing he's about to close his gallery after 13 years in downtown Asheville.
The outpouring of love and support comes through when you close the doors. And you're almost like, oh, well, where was everybody when we were open? If you're going to be supportive of the arts and the local community, it doesn't mean liking their stuff in social media. It means actually being supportive financially towards those artists that you say you love their work and to that gallery that you say you love what they're doing.
Thompson isn't solely or even chiefly pinning his closure on slowing business. Rather, it's to a skyrocketing rent. When the Satellite Gallery opened in 2006, Thompson paid just $1,200 per month on his 1,440 square foot space, and he praises the building's owner for only raising the rent in all the subsequent years to just $1,500. But starting next month, the rent stood to more than double to $3,100. Thompson is sympathetic to the economics, both the building owners and his own.
When Asheville started to change from the arts to, say, the beer food economy, that's when clientele changes. You never know what anybody's interested in, and I'm not trying to show what anybody's interested in. Do I compromise my own values and what I want and slip into this, oh, I'm just going to be like everybody else in town, or am I going to still push the truth in what I'm trying to do?
Thompson's truth, or aesthetic, is what you could call street art. He opened the gallery with $10,000 of his own money, largely saved up through years of selling t-shirts and other merchandise along tours of the Grateful Dead and the band Phish. Satellite primarily spotlighted painters and photographers from this region with work at considerably lower price points than that of other contemporary galleries downtown. It also hosted artists who painted on toys, model trains, and skateboards.
Asheville was a folk and craft and kitsch type of gallery town. And so all these amazing, lowbrow, contemporary, forward artists, graffiti artists, didn't have a voice to show. And that's why I opened the gallery, because I was really connected to a lot of these people.
As Satellite prepares to close, just across the street from the gallery on Broadway, the Momentum Gallery will soon take over almost an entire block of storefronts. Jordan Ehlers, Momentum's founder, praised Satellite and Thompson for paving the way to other outlets for outsider art and art-oriented gift shops such as the Horse and Hero.
Bill was a bit of a maverick by showing things that were a little more urban, a little bit edgier, a little bit more tailored towards a younger market. And in a lot of ways, he was ahead of his time for this community. Bill's commitment to the local art scene helped put Asheville and a number of contemporary artists on the map, and he should be commended for that.
In addition to new exhibitions every 4 to 6 weeks, Satellite hosted an annual erotica art show that raised money for the Western North Carolina AIDS Project, along with the annual Warren Haynes Christmas Jam art show, with proceeds going to the Asheville Area Habitat for Humanity. Thompson said he's not quite leaving the local visual art scene, and he's open to finding another home in Asheville for his gallery.
It's like an end of an era. It's bittersweet. It's a little overwhelming. You know, you build something up and work at it all these years. I almost had that feeling like I was failing the art community of Asheville. You have to look at it positively. Knowing what we did here, anything can be positive from here.
Satellite is currently showing work from 4 female painters, and the gallery remains open during its normal business hours through the end of June. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.